Unit 9. Nature. Recording 1.
Hi, and welcome to Green Ideas. Now, the problem with some of the traditional ways of saving the environment is that they can be really boring. So today, we're looking at ideas for protecting the environment that are a bit different, and we think they sound fun. Our first project is called Hug It Forward. This great project started in Guatemala, where communities decided to work together to build schools out of old plastic bottles. In the first project, over 1,800 kids from the region filled 10,000 plastic bottles with bits of plastic, food wrappers, and other rubbish found on the streets. They then used the bottles as bricks to help build a school. By the time they'd finished, they had a new school and the area was a lot cleaner too. Now the idea is spreading, and around the world more communities are using the bottle school technology to build their own schools. What a fantastic idea! And here's an idea for those of you who enjoy going out clubbing. The Soria nightclub in London was one of the first eco-friendly nightclubs in the UK. The club has a special dance floor, which uses the movement people make when they dance to generate energy. The dancers manage to produce 60% of the energy that the club uses for light and music. The owner of the Eco Club had another great idea. If you walk or cycle to the club rather than using a car or public transport, you get free entry. I love it. And our final idea for today is the story of the Seoul River Park. It's getting more and more difficult to find green spaces in cities. So when Dr. Ki Huang had a crazy idea to take down the city's main highway and uncover the river that flowed below to make a green park, most people thought he was mad. They told him that his idea would create traffic chaos and would be a disaster for the area. But Dr. Huang went ahead with the project and created the 5.8-kilometre Green River Park. It's a place where the residents of Seoul can walk, relax, and really enjoy the city. And you know what? People are happier. And there's a lot less traffic chaos than before. It just shows that sometimes even the craziest ideas can work.